I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and sex shop owner.
And I'm April, VP of an international high-end pleasure products company and boss queen sex toy mogul. We're best friends who make our own rules about who we are as sexual beings.
With everything from how to be a badass in the bedroom to top tips for bringing your relationship to the next level, we have something just for you.
So sit back, relax,
and enjoy the show. Don't forget to head on over to our website at shamelesssex.com for more. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSPP in all caps at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Podcast being released on Monday. We usually see you next Tuesday releases, but it's Monday because it is Cyber Monday, everyone.
Did you shop on Black Friday, Amy?
No, I didn't buy shit this weekend.
Me neither.
I know. I
avoid the crowds.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like most people are doing online. Are people still going in person to do these things? Is it still a thing?
Driving around Santa Cruz, it looked like people were out and about spending money. I was surprised.
It was wild out there.
And it was rainy and soggy, and people were out shopping.
Finally getting some stormy weather here. Well, this episode is going to be all about sex toys. And yes, we're talking about sex toys, our top recommendations and picks for holiday gift items. But also, it'll be informational. You'll learn a lot about sex toys because a lot of folks don't know how to use sex toys.
And we haven't done one of these episodes in a really long time. And people ask us about sex toys all the time.
Yeah, sex toys are actually one of our more popular episodes. So,
yeah.
So don't worry. We're not just going to be talking about what things that you can buy for gifts. We'll teach you a thing or two. So this is coming out on Cyber Monday. And then on Tuesday, April and Ari, we are going to the Motherfucker Awards.
Yeah. We went last year. It was the first annual Motherfucker Awards. Mm-hmm.
It's in LA.
It was awesome.
It's in LA, and people are like, what the hell does that mean? So it is a comedic, satirical award show, like red carpet, black tie affair, almost like Academy Awards, but smaller scale. It's at a small venue in LA. If you want to learn more, go look up Motherfucker Awards. Our podcast friends, Kyle Tierman and Chris Ryan, also who have their own podcast, they're the ones that are putting it on. You get all decked out. They have the red carpet. You take photos. And then they award these awards to these corporations for fucking over the mother. Aren't the categories like earth, air, wind, and fire, the mother earth?
Yeah. So it's a lot of people that are just totally fucking up the planet. Yeah. And then they have
Coca-Cola and JP Morgan.
And then they have people that come and accept the awards, comedians and actors.
They're like the sons and daughters of Chase Bank and all that stuff. So yeah, we're going back again. So if you're in LA and you want to come see us and you're listening to this before, was that December 3rd, 2019?
It's in Inglewood.
Yeah, come see us and get dressed up and we'll probably give you a hug. Just ask us first.
The tickets are still, there might be tickets still.
I think there's still a couple available.
Yeah, I think it's like motherfuckerawards.com
It's a great idea. It's bringing awareness to larger environmental issues that a lot of people don't know. April's dog is currently trying to attack her as she's trying to get work done, legend.
I know.
Chill out, bro.
He was sleeping right before this.
I know. Now he's all jacked up. He's like a toddler who now is just, he's all energized. And then he'll probably pass out again in 5 minutes. if you are in Austin, Texas on Sunday, December 8th, this is 2019, I am teaching a workshop at Q Toys, the letter Q, in Austin. I'm teaching an erotic superstar workshop that April and I usually teach together, but I'm going solo on this one because I'm already there for a business trip. So if you want to learn more, go to qtoys.com and you can come see me in person.
I love Austin, Texas.
I know. I love
Austin.
One
of my faves and one of my fave humans lives there as well.
Oh, yeah. Your BFF.
Yeah.
You have so many BFFs.
Hi, BFF. She listens.
You're texting me. Hi, BFF. She only likes our intros because she wants to hear about our lives.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of our lives, there's one thing I wanted to share. And first of all, yes, I have a cold. I've had a long standing cold and I can't say I've been taking the best care of myself while it's still here. So maybe I'll start taking care of myself. But until then, I'm drinking a little bit of wine. And we have our 10th annual Spanksgiving tonight, which is our Friendsgiving.
Is it the 10th annual?
It's 10th annual.
Wow.
That I organize. And there's only, I don't know, there's usually not a lot of spanking. It's more just friends, but we call it Spanksgiving.
I had to remind you of it this year. You're like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'll plan that. Thanks, Chip. So yeah, so this is exciting for me. But one thing I wanted to comment on that's happening for me that I thought was really interesting, thoughtful, thought-provoking. So, and I've kind of talked about this. I think I've talked about this person a little bit on the podcast, maybe not. But there's someone that I've been seeing that I'm pretty into. You already know about this, Chip. You got to meet him for the first time. But what I wanted to comment on was what I'm seeing with this person that's happening is that I am like sharing more of myself than I ever have with any lover, partner, man before, including my partner of 5.5 years that I was just with. That there's like this fearlessness in sharing more of myself, meaning like not all the shiny things, like the hard things, you know, my shadows and my cracks and the parts of me that I don't want people to see. Because I want them to see me as weak or judge me because I'm so afraid of losing the love. And, you know, the original wound of losing the love is like my dad, and that love felt very conditional, that there are certain things I could have said or done where I would have lost his love. And I've had past relationships where that was a thing too. And I'm just seeing with this person, the way that they show up and like, they just, how much they God, take care of me and adore me and appreciate every part of myself that I share. In fact, the more I share myself, they like almost, maybe show up for me more or appreciate, I don't even know. There's something there happening that is really interesting to me. And so I'm sharing this because April and I, your dog is licking my crotch. April and I talk so much about vulnerability and sharing our vulnerability, including the not so joyful sides of ourselves. And just, I want to share that, like, that is really hard for us too, as much as we talk about it. Like, it's really hard for me to do. And it's a constant practice. And God, if you're a partner out there to someone, like, my best advice to you is to like really encourage your partner to share all their parts of themselves. And when they do, to just like, just hold that space for them and not make it about you. And I know that if you're a longer relationship, it can be harder because you have all this baggage that is tied there. But I'm having a deep healing through it. And I'm just super grateful for that. So, I think this person is probably listening too. So if you're listening, thank you. And
I really like that person too. He's awesome.
Yeah. He's a really great person.
I think it's really important to just voice how we are really always trying to do the work. I mean, what we talk about on this show and what we both attempt to do on a regular basis is grow and shift and open up and heal the things that maybe we're not always so comfortable with in ourselves.
Yeah.
Sharing or talking about or whatever it is.
And it's not easy.
It's a process.
It's a practice. It's a process and a practice there's nothing easy about it. And it's you take risks, you know, it's risk taking.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying like, yeah, go ahead and share with that person that you know who can't hold that space for you and is going to judge you and be an asshole about it. Yeah, put it out with that person. But I think what a lot of people do in relationships and even in dating is that they don't even take that risk because they're so conditioned to think that it's unsafe. And so if you haven't taken that risk to try out, you don't really know if the other person can hold that space for you, you know, to try it, because what can happen through that is deeper connection, you know, and healing. And through that, like, can I just talk about the sex that's happening too with that, like bringing to the sex part, like something in the deeper sharing of myself and having this person accept all of me. And that makes it so that in sex, I'm having like even more profound experiences in receiving, in orgasms, in the juiciness, the aliveness, the connection in my desire, because this person's like, oh no, I want all of you, like bring it. So it's just, it all is related. And I'm just really in awe of it and kind of like floating in La La Land, like, ah, that's so nice.
And you two are in such a great space in the relationship, the newness. I'm like, oh, it's so refreshing.
Yeah.
Because it's rare that I hang out with people that are just getting, you know, together and getting to know each other.
Just figuring it out and not knowing where it's going to go, too. Like, no idea, no attachment.
No agendas. Yeah. You both are just enjoying each other, yeah. which is really, it's exciting.
And there's a depth and a richness to it. I think the other issue for people is that they feel like they need to know what is this and what are we doing? And that can get in the way of what is actually here right now too. Just super grateful for that. So that's where I am. If anyone's like, why isn't single Amy been talking about, you probably aren't, you guys probably don't give a fuck about it, but what about what's happening in my world? That's what's happening. My world.
I got into a deep conversation this morning with my partner and one of his best friends who were best friends together. Their ex-wives were, I guess, really close in their families. And then obviously both of them have suffered through divorces. And the one thing that came up for everyone, because we've all three been through divorces, is working on yourself through the process of when a breakup or a shift in relationships. And that's the one thing that I really do want to share with everyone out there in listener land. If you are going through a breakup too, it's wonderful to realign and reconnect with someone that's new and fresh and fun. But at the same time, don't distract yourself from doing you and feel the feels of the pain and the hurt and the sadness. And you know, there's always therapists and there's always people that are out there to help you move through those feelings. But it's also important just to honor yourself in the process of, it's the death of something, the death of a relationship. And it's really important. And it's easy to distract yourself. It really is, with whatever the holiday cheer, the holiday wine and eggnog and food. But it is like, continue to do stuff that feels good to you and feel the heavy stuff.
And holidays are hard for so many people too. It brings up the heavies. It's like everything is under a magnifying glass. So all the good is extra sparkly maybe. And then all the bad and the, or the challenging is extra challenging. Kind of like Burning Man, right? It's just like everything is amplified. So if you're one of those people who's finding that it's even harder during this time, you're so not alone. And that's just a part of it. And it's a good time to ask for support too, to not try to do all of it alone, because that makes things much more difficult. Okay. You ready to talk about some sparkly things?
Sparkles. It's holiday season.
Sex toys.
What's Dildos, your favorite vibrators. Holiday song, Amy?
Oh my gosh. I can't say that I love holiday songs. Well, I probably would if I wasn't walking into like every grocery store and it was like, I'm a holiday.
What about
song?
Santa Baby?
Oh yeah. I like that one. It's kind of naughty.
I like that one too.
Yeah. I saw Mommy to Kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that? That's probably in our... Oh.
Manscaped.
Yeah.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa and he had a big old bush.
No, it's because Daddy's bush was too big.
Well, I'm sure Santa's bush isn't well maintained.
Does it look like his beard?
Yeah. We have to ask Santa. Does your carpet match the curtains?
Ways the carpet match the drapes? Is that what
it is? Yeah.
What is it saying?
The beard...
I don't know, the beard lady? I'm not sure. Okay, so we have this in different categories for different types of sex toys. Again, if you're not into holiday gifts, just listen so you can learn about sex toys. And if you want to get some ideas for gifts for yourself or for someone, then we have them in categories. So the first one is gifts for everyone. This is vulvas, this is penises, this is all the in-betweens. This is nipples, this is bodies. And the first one I'll talk about, which you've heard us talk on the podcast 5 million times, it's a great stocking stuffer. It's a great all around gift. It's Uber Lube. And you might be like, why would I give lube as a gift? But if you see these bottles, they're beautiful glass bottles. First of all, it just is a luxurious product from inside and out. Everyone that I introduced Uber Lube to was like, fuck yes, this is amazing. You were right the whole time. It is a silicone lube that's long lasting, never gets sticky, has no flavor, no scent. You want it all over your body. It's good for all kinds of sex. You can also use it for massage. And if you have never tried it, I suggest trying a bottle so that you can know what high quality lubricant, feels like. And some people say, why would I need lube? My pussy is already so wet. Why would I need that? Your pussy doesn't always get wet when you want it. And are you trying anal? And I'm pretty sure most penises that I put Uber Lube on are like, fuck yes, this is incredible. So it's a really great all around product. If you want to learn more about it, you go to uberlube.com. If you use coupon code shamelesssex, our listeners get 10% off and free shipping. This is all the time, but especially during the holidays, it's a good time to do that. They also have it at purepleasureshop.com. You can put in your hair. I mean, there's so many uses. But
on your tattoos?
Ooh, yeah.
Tattoos. And it has vitamin E, so it actually does nourish your skin.
Yeah.
So if you do choose to use it on your skin, and it's awesome. Yeah. I love, I can't use anything else.
I won't.
No.
I will not.
There's been times actually where I haven't brought Uber Lube on a trip because I just like left and I'm like, oh, I'm only going for 24 hours. And so I just forgot to take it, yeah. and I've been bummed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, damn it. I need it for this or this. Chafing. Yeah, Chafing's chafing. A good one.
I have one on my nightstand. I keep one, a little vial in my purse. I have a good-to-go in my purse, too. The dog is chewing some paper right now. Don't agree. Your dog? Did you get your dog some like caffeine or Adderall? Or
oh my god!
What is this little shit doing?
I don't know. He's went wacky crazy.
I love you.
So another awesome gift idea for everyone is the Earthly Body edible candles.
So you massage
can
candles.
Yes, you can light them up. And they have yummy, yummy flavors. And then you can pour them on your partner and lick them off. And they taste really good. And there's not a lot of toxic ingredients in there at all. They're good for your body. They're not going to give you pore clogging situations, which is, I have sensitive skin. So yeah. I can't use things that are going to be really nasty for my skin.
And one cool thing about these, so like if you light a regular candle, is I think you just, the beeswax often, they melt at a hot temperature. You pour that on skin. But if you're not into wax play, then you're not into that, right? It burns your skin. Some people like wax play, though, they like temperature play.
Right.
But what these massage candles do is they're often soy-based or hemp-based or, you know, different materials. They melt at a warm temperature, and then you can pour it even while it's lit. So that's kind of like a little kinky on its own, and it turns right into massage oil. And this particular one by Earthly Body, you can actually lick off. So they have flavors like chocolate and strawberry. They're
well,
like,
think about lighting a bunch of candles for your partner. So not just buying one, but buying like 10 and then having them kind of all around the room and then grabbing one and kind of blowing it out, obviously, and then pouring it on
the
skin.
You can pour it while it's lit.
Ooh.
Or you could get a whole bunch of regular candles and have this in the middle.
I
but
probably
this
would
is your
burn
go-to.
Up my hair or something.
You
weird.
Probably would.
So I would have to blow it out.
Yeah. So a lot of these products that we're talking about, again, you can get at purepleasureshop.com. So if you go to purepleasureshop.com and there, if you use coupon code shamelesssex, you also get discounts 15% off. I own that store with my mom. Another favorite product that April and I both love, we both own, is the Vesper.
Ooh, this is such a good one.
This is
amazing. Awesome.
This is good for all, like buy this for yourself, buy this for a lover, buy this for your BFF. It is a vibrating necklace that looks beautiful on. It's really classy looking. It's rechargeable. And it's like, it's a sex toy and jewelry in one. And there's different colors. I love the rose gold. The silver is also awesome. And if you're a gold person, get the gold. But it's the Vesper by Crave. Again, you can get it at purepleasureshop.com. And it's just an all-around incredible item. And it's like an art piece, but it's multifunctional. So this is great for that person. You're like, do I get my lover a sex toy or jewelry? Ooh, two in one. Two birds, one stone. Really affordable.
And no one ever knows what it is. It's a fun conversation piece. I have one, and I love wearing it even with like a plunging V-neck line. Mm-hmm. It looks really sexy. It's a good buy. Yeah. It's not a completely powerful vibrator.
It's like lighter.
It's lighter. So if you don't need a lot of power either, it's a really nice vibrator to have around your neck whenever you want.
You can use it on nipples and all those things too. It doesn't just have to be for the bits, but yeah, it's a really incredible product. They're really innovative, so highly recommend checking it out. It's the Vesper
and
by
it's
Crave.
Woman designed. Yes. She's awesome. Shout out to T from Crave. She's absolutely one of my faves.
Yeah, she's an incredible
Love
innovator.
You.
All right, so soon we'll dive into vulva owners and admirers, but first, a quick break from one of our beloved, awesome sponsors. You know that we only talk about and represent things that we absolutely love, or if you didn't know that, now we're telling you. So without further ado.
This podcast is made possible by Manscaped. Ho, 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 you naughty little reindeers. Christmas is almost here, and I caught mommy kissing Santa Claus because daddy had a hairy bush. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer and called it the Lawnmower 2.0. Their Lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology and comes inside their Perfect Package 2.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. It's literally everything your man, your dad, and your brother needs to keep them trimmed and smelling nice down there.
Penis owners, it's time to step up your game. Penis admirers, you just discovered a great gift for all the men in your life. And to get you started, our listeners get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHAMELESS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code SHAMELESS and your bits will be sure to thank you for it. And now back to the show.
Well, that was a fun break. I absolutely love our sponsors.
Mommy was kissing Santa.
Yeah. Dirty little Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ooh. So let's talk about products that are awesome for vulva owners or those vulva lovers or admirers out there. And obviously there are a lot. There are so many toys for when you're shopping online or in a sex shop. There are so many products for vulva owners. I would like to say that one, and we love OMGS. We've loved them since the very beginning, not only because that what they're doing is incredible and groundbreaking, but because it actually really helps people. So if you don't know about OMGS and you're just tuning in, OMGS is a research-based project that talks about real people doing real vulva stimulation. There's two seasons, so it's like anything. It's on your computer, and you can watch these 62 different videos that are under 3 minutes, and it's real people stimulating themselves and talking about what they love and how they find pleasure. And there's the first season's external, and then the second season, which just actually dropped this year, probably, I think it was in October. It's about internal stimulation, and they're beautifully done, so tastefully done. And I've watched one in a Starbucks before and didn't even think about it. So omgs.com/shameless, and you get $5 off. And that's such a great gift as well, because you can actually just give people the code and the login. And I don't want to call it education. It's more like a life shift.
Yeah. If you're someone who's like, I want to learn how to pleasure a vulva internal or external, externally, this is a great way to up your skills, because we're visual people. And this is way easier than learning from reading a book.
You've been with the same vulva for 20 years or 10 years, and you want to learn some new techniques.
Or you're a vulva owner and you're like, I want to have better orgasms. I want to have new types of orgasms. I want to have more orgasms. Orgasms are hard for me. This is a great way to learn, because again, like, how do you know? You can listen to us and we can give you some tips, but this is definitely much more efficient than just hearing a how-to thing.
Well, products, like any toys or this kind of material, is just adding tools to your tool belt. It's giving you ammo, like extra ammunition to better your pleasure and to kind of evolve your pleasure too. Because humans, we evolve, hopefully, day after day. We're always changing. Something that you liked, and I've heard you say this, and something that I've liked even a year ago is not necessarily what I'm into right now.
Totally.
So I love learning different things about what I can do to achieve me O face.
Your O face.
Me O face,
babe. O face. All right. So some other products that we absolutely love is by a company called Lelo. That's L-E-L-O. If you go to lelo.com, L-E-L-O.com, you can learn more.
I always call it Lelo, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard it
like tomato, both. Tomato.
Yeah, Lelo. Yeah, actually, yeah. I think I say both too. Kind of like perineum and perineum.
Yeah, true.
All of the above. So lelo.com. And by the way, they're having up to 70% off sale actually through today. So through Cyber Monday. So go check them out ASAP to get your deals on their products. And they, again, we love some of their products. So the GG2, April and I have been talking about the GG2 since fucking 2008.
2008, I had the first GG, because this is the second generation, which is even better. And,
the dog again. Oh my God. Her dog just came in from the rain and he looks like a rat.
Oh my God. If you guys could see him right now, he's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
So the Gigi though did change my game when it came to using sex toys, because it literally is a perfect G-spot stimulator.
Yes. So if you look at this design of it, so many of the G-spot toys are big and bulky, or they're just like made of crazy materials that don't look very nice. There's something about the Gigi, this is GIGI2, the number two, that is almost like the perfect shape. I've always thought that about it. And so I've always talked about it when I teach workshops. And we've talked about it at Pure Pleasure, when we both worked at Pure Pleasure, as the perfect shape for a G-spot toy. So G-spot, as everyone may know or may not know, is Not that far in, it's like a half a finger's length in a vulva up towards the belly button. And so G-spot toys are designed, you want them to be curved. And this has this perfect curve with like a bigger head that's not too big and scary. And it's great for massaging the G-spot. It's a vibrator. It's rechargeable. It's waterproof. It's sleek. It's just, it's one of our faves for G-spot stimulation.
It looks sexy.
It looks super sexy. So definitely go and check that out if you're wanting to explore some G-spot stimulation. We also love another product called the Ina Wave. That's I-N-A and separate word wave. So this is a dual simulator.
Cool. This is so cool.
Also by Lilo or Lilo.
It's a rabbit vibe.
Yeah, it's like rabbit, meaning rabbit vibes. You have an internal stimulator and an external stimulator at the same time. So one's for the clit, one's internal. Cool thing about this one, it's sleek as well, rechargeable, waterproof, but the internal piece, this is the wave part, actually can move around in like a circular motion to, as if fingers are inside of you moving around, stimulating the G-spot, and then you still have a vibrator out in the clit, and the internal piece also vibrates. So you get all the things in this package. It's definitely, again, like super innovative. They're the first people, I think, to do this technology. So if you're someone that wants internal and external at the same time with something that actually moves around inside of you, stimulating all the right spots, check out the Ina Wave.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's cool. And then I've actually been a fan of Kegels and Kegel balls since 2008 as well.
Yes.
You were the one that told me about what a Kegel was because I had...
Kegel.
Named after a doctor. I can't remember.
Some dude.
His name at the moment, but in the 50s, studying what actually contracting your pelvic floor did for the vagina. And it's really great to prevent incontinence. So if you don't know what a Kegel is, it's that little motion you do when you squeeze, like I'm doing it right now. You squeeze your pelvic floor, you squeeze your vaginal canal. So that's your pelvic floor muscles contracting.
Well, penis owners can do it too.
Penis owners
like
can do it too.
As if you're peeing and you're trying to stop the flow of the urine.
Exactly.
It's like
so this, adding weights to the vagina is almost like lifting weights at the gym compared to just like lifting your arm and flexing your arm, right? So you're speeding up the process of building the muscle. And when I used to train on toys for Fun Factory back in the day, I used to talk about this in a way that's like, what happens when you don't work out or use the muscles? They get weak, right? They just kind of, they loosen up over time. And that doesn't sound very great, but it's true. Gravity, all of the things that happen with the vagina that's a muscle are real. And so gravity is, it's the killer of all things. So using the Luna beads by Lilo, it's awesome. So there's different weights. You can start small and then add additional weights over time. They're really beautiful looking. They're lighter to heavier, and they're easy to sanitize. And I always say, use them when you're going to be in motion. So when I'm going to the gym, I'll put in my Luna beads and then I'll do a workout. And so 20 minutes, a few times a week, you will notice results right away. So if you're a new mom or a mom that maybe has a little bit of a leaky bladder, you sneeze and you pee and you're like, damn it. That is incontinence. And that happens. Also for those folks that don't have those things, let's say you're not a mom or you don't have incontinence, they'll strengthen your pelvic floor so that way you can continue to have longer, stronger orgasms. So why do you want longer, stronger orgasms? Maybe you don't. Maybe you're fine. Maybe you don't need the Luna beads. However, I can tell you, I started female ejaculating after using Kegel balls.
Made things stronger. Yeah. So that's
made things stronger.
So that's, yeah, like April said, it could be for like medical conditions, whether you're about to have a baby, you had a baby, or you're feeling like your pelvic floor is kind of weakened. There's some, maybe some in your bladder control isn't great. But I think one thing a lot of people are buying them for is like, I want bigger, better, stronger orgasms. And having some strength in that pelvic floor is like one of the keys, one of the main keys
Used to go to the OBGYN, and the nurse practitioner actually at the time that was checking out my pelvic floor doing the exam was commenting about how I should be a pelvic floor model because I could hold the speculum in at such a strong height. She was really impressed. And I was like, thank you. I actually use Kegel balls. And she was like, that's so great. I tell all my patients to use those. And there are some folks, and we've done a pelvic floor episode before with Dr. Sarah Tanza.
Yeah.
And some folks don't need it. Like they'll have
Tight.
Right. Yeah. So you will know if you're listening out there and you need those, but they're also a giftable item. I give them to all of my vagina owning friends because eventually I feel like everybody may need to have those in their lives.
Well, and too tight, she says, is often what from sucking your stomach in too much, from wearing high heels and things that just create this tightness pelvic floor, or from childbirth and things like that. So if you don't know about your pelvic floor, you're like, I don't know how my muscle strength is, stick your fingers, well lubed with some Uber Lube, gently into your pussy and try to tighten. So as if you're stopping the flow of urine, and if you can't feel your pelvic floor tighten around your fingers, then you might either you might want to work on the muscle strength, or they might be too tight. And if you're too tight, what's happening is that your pelvic floor is not relaxing and releasing. And so that's a matter of really letting go and consciously like bearing down or like pushing out. Like I'm doing it right now. I'm almost like trying to push air through my pussy out of April. It's like this pushing out motion, as if I'm trying to push something out of my pussy. A lot of people's pussies aren't actually doing that. So
the traumatic like spasms that happen can be leading to painful sex and different issues with pleasure in general. So if you are having those issues, you should probably check out a pelvic floor specialist in your area.
And you can use Kegel balls for that too. It's just the matter of one cool thing of you. So put Kegel balls in, you put them in, and then you can tighten as you put them in and feel your pussy kind of suck them in. When you're taking them out, what you can do to actually release and relax the pelvic floor is to bear down, push out and feel and pull out. And you can feel your pussy release it so that you're actually going to get the Kegel balls out. And then you can practice that tightening and full release as opposed to like a half-ass release that a lot of people are doing. So again, that's Luna, L-U-N-A. Like the moon balls. And again, go to Lelo.com, L-E-L-O.com, and get their. And if this is after Cyber Monday, they have sales all the time. Go check them out.
Definitely.
Beautiful products.
Should we talk about penis owners?
Penis owners. Products for penis owners. And, you know, over the course of our podcast, we've talked about Hot Octopus a lot. I'm the VP of Hot Octopus. Love, for a good reason.
But you wouldn't be the VP of a shitty company.
No, I wouldn't. And believe me, I get job offers on the reg. And
it's true, she does.
I do.
A woman of the year, yo.
Oh, thanks, Amy. And I think that what Hot Octopus has done for penis owners over the years is really shift and change the products that are available, because a lot of times from the late 90s, early 2000s, there were only masturbators that looked like mouths,
huge,
butt,
they were
vaginas,
or
gender. Now there's twerking butts and funny stuff that I absolutely love seeing.
Who owns one of those, though? If you own one, please email us and send us a video.
I had a training in Houston, Texas once, and someone had just walked out of the store and stolen one that was like it was like probably
bigger than
4 feet.
Ass.
It's massive.
Ass
and in the box,
big,
in the box and everything. And I was like, wow. So, and there, I think it's like an $800 product too.
Yeah,
so
it's working ass.
Legit. So Hot Octopus, though, has really turned penis pleasure products into this high-end, beautiful lifestyle brand that feels good, no shame in your masturbation game. You can use this product. Specifically, we just launched this product called the Solo Essential. It's by far the most powerful, but it's so sleek and beautiful looking. So for a masturbator, I call it the automatic masturbator. It's a frenulum stimulator because you really don't need the rest of the motion. If you like stroking, great. However, just like me, when I use a vibrator, I just put that on my vulva and let it do the work for me. This is the same for penis owners. They can put it on their penis, flaccid, hard, semi-erect, whatever stage your penis is in, and it does all the work for you. Watch a video, vacuum the house, whatever you're into, and it feels really great. It's a great gift because it doesn't look... I give these all the time to my penis-owning friends, and they're always kind of weirded out because a lot of them have never used a toy before that was designed for them, and I've never had a complaint or feedback yet that's been like, oh, dude, I didn't like that at all. They were
boring.
Like, that was so cool. Thank you so much. Even if you have a partner, even if you, it's pleasure. It's something that you can enjoy when you're on the road or when you're in the office. And it's an awesome product. So check out, you can buy Essential on purepleasureshop.com, and it's really, really great gift that keeps on giving.
And for the people that say, why would I need that? I can just use my hand. Because your hand's the same shit every time. Try it up. Try switching it up. Try something different. And if you're buying a gift for someone and they're like, why would I need this? Tell them that. Like, yeah, variety. This is why, like, I mean, we're humans who like newness. So it's fun to try different things. If it's not your thing, then that's fine. But chances are, like April's seen, a lot of people are pretty.
You know what? I have, because I encounter that regularly because of, I work with particularly penis masturbators. And so whenever people ask me what I do and I'm like, oh, I work for a pleasure products company. And then they're like, oh, really? Which one or what is it? And then I tell them, actually, we specialize in high-end male masturbators. And then immediately if they're penis owners, they're like, I don't need a, why would I need a male masturbator when I have my hand? I was like, why do you have a car if you could walk everywhere? Because you get there in efficiency and it's more comfortable and you're enhancing your orgasm.
Word.
So that's just that. And they usually, a light bulb goes on right after that. So let's talk about couples products and
hot seller right now. Couples products.
Really? Because through Valentine's Day, through all of that. And for the holidays, sex toys are an awesome gift. I've given all of my partner's family sex toys for the holidays.
Yeah. Like the moms, like all like of your them. Partner's mom,
except the
one that lives in another country?
No.
You did not give his parents.
The 15-year-old, I haven't given her any sex toys because she's 15.
Did you give the man that lives in another country that you were married to at one point, did you give his parents sex toys?
I didn't. Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes. I gave all of his family.
I love your style, Chip.
Bold, and brave. They would always be pretty uncomfortable about it, but also they didn't speak any English, so it was very helpful. I was like, no, it's for you, go for it. So love, they were awesome. So that being said, again, Hot Octopus, being as awesome and creative as they are and unique, we have a product that just came out last week called the AMO.
And A-M-O.
It's AMO. It's a bullet vibe, but this is not your regular bullet vibe. And if you don't know what a bullet vibe is, they're just more discreet, kind of handheld.
Finger held though.
Almost like they look like bullets, like ammunition. And ours is encased in silicone. It has this really sleek look to it, but it's so powerful, virtually silent, and so affordable. And it's my favorite product now. I have it one in my purse right now. I have one in my backpack. I have one in my work bag. And it has like a little bit of a shimmied up head. So there's a point to it.
It does look like a finger.
It looks like,
but not like a creepy finger. It just looks like a not a real like human finger. But
it has an ombre tip on it too. So it looks really sexy. Ooh. It's all, yeah. So check out AMO. I love this product. And anyone, I haven't given you one yet. I need to give you one. Anyone that's tried it thus far, it only launched last week, but our girl Paige, she loves it.
Hey, Paige,
our executive assistant. She loves AMO. So, and the last product that I'll talk about for couples, it's again a Hot Octopus product. It's unlike anything else with a digit.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. We've talked about it before. It's a finger vibe that feels like a ring on your finger. So if your partner wants to wear it, great for doggy style. You could kind of reach around. It sits on your finger to create this hands-free. You don't even realize it's on. Your fingers become their own
vibrators.
Everywhere
you put your fingers and hands vibrates.
Exactly. And it's got this like flexible, even if your partner has kind of thicker fingers, it has this flexible material. So it clips on and stays on stably, but it's virtually silent, feels like a piece of jewelry, and has your fingertips becoming their own little vibrators. I love that.
Yeah.
An extension of your body.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Sometimes I love my magic wand. I love it. Using it during when I'm like partner play is...
It's big. And
it's really big. And I love that thing because it really is effective, but it's so much more ergonomic and sort of sexy to be able to like toss things around and not have to hold my big ass baseball bat between my legs. So this has been a really helpful product that I love. So Digit, it's like D-I-G-I-T and AMO, two awesome products. Both are like sexy looking and from Hot Octopus. Pure Pleasure has both of those.
And with that, there are so many products available that you can buy and try. One cool thing that we're doing at purepleasureshop.com now is that you can actually send us an email at info@purepleasureshop.com, or you can send me one at amy@purepleasureshop.com and say, I don't know what the fuck to get for a sex toy. And you can do this. This isn't just for holidays. This is year round. And I'm looking for X, Y, and Z, and we will respond to you and tell you. our top recommendations for products based on our knowledge. And we know a lot about all the products. We've been in this industry for many years. So if we're not naming anything that is really pertaining to what you're looking for you or a partner or a lover or whomever you are shopping for, your mother, your father, go ahead and check out our website, purepleasureshop.com. Shoot us an email, and we can help you find the right toy. But again, what April and I did was we kind of curated a list of our faves to make it easier for you all. And maybe if you just wanted to learn about some sex toys.
I have an addition to add. We finally, we're a real podcast.
Yeah.
We have a different email to contact us. So if you do have a sex question as well, you can email contact@shamelesssex.com and that will go to us directly. It's super easy. If you have something else, info@shamelesssex.com, but that's actually new and improved. And I'm super stoked on that.
Upgrade. We fancy now.
I know. We lost our Gmail and we added some organization.
Then go check us out on our social media at Shameless Sex Podcast on Instagram. We're on Facebook too. But we're mostly just active on Instagram. You can find more there and also our website.
We still have Twitter if you want to follow us on Twitter.
Are we tweeting?
We tweet from time to time.
Who's tweeting?
Well, you know.
I'm not tweeting. I know you're not tweeting.
No, it's tweeting is hard when you've never tweeted. Same like Snapchat. Snapchat's hard for me. I don't get it. I don't want to tell people what I'm doing every second of the day.
I have no desire to do that with any human of my life.
No. And it's so funny when I see people that are Snapchatting all the time. I'm like, damn, it's like all the time. No shame in that game. But I'm like, oh, man. I guess because I live with a 15-year-old. It's like, whoa. That and TikTok. You know what TikTok is?
I've heard of it. I don't know enough about it.
I would get TikTok with you just so we could do some dance moves.
Woo. Is it just for dancing?
Yeah, it's music and dancing. TikTok.
So does it pair with music?
It's mostly for 9-year-olds and or teenagers.
I have an inner 9-year-old.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I do want to say to our listeners out there, we absolutely love you. We've been doing this for, I guess, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And you are such a shining star to my life and I know to Amy's life as well. If you've never written us a review, we would love to see and read your review. We read all of them. So go on iTunes, give us those 5 stars, those 5 sparkly stars.
Sparklier the better.
We love them. And thank you all. Thank you so much. I guess we will see you next time on Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. Ciao for now.
Don't forget to head on over to our website at shamelesssex.com for more. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSPP in all caps at purepleasureshop.com.